Christ himself gave a very direct command to all of his followers. In fact, he told us that we're to imitate him, we're to follow him. And over and over and over again, he told those people who were with him to follow him. In other words, to do the things that he would do. And it's no different when it comes to this time of the year, when we realize there's a Passover that Jesus Christ himself kept. Now, questions come up because there's a couple of Passovers that are mentioned in Scripture. And so, which Passover should we be keeping as New Testament Christians?
The original Passover we find in Exodus chapter 12, where the Israelites left Egypt and they killed a lamb that had been kept up until the 14th day. They took the blood of that lamb and they put it upon the doorposts. And that night the Lord passed through Egypt and killed the firstborn of the Egyptians. But it spared the firstborn of the Israelites. That entire sequence and that whole story in Exodus 12 and 13 is the original Passover. But that was for a different time. And that's not our practice, custom, or example today. In fact, there is a New Testament Passover, the one that Jesus himself kept, in which he changed the symbols, in which the Apostle Paul gave instruction for the church to keep and marks then as our example and our model for observing the Passover today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Paul writes, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." The same night in which Jesus was betrayed was the Passover that he kept just before he died, and it is the example, the timing, the entire Passover service that we seek as Christians today to emulate according to that example.
Mm-hmm. In fact, that's the Passover where he said, "With fervent desire, I desire this Passover to eat with you," is what he told his disciples when he instituted that Passover. And that's the one that Paul's talking about, that one that commemorates his death, honors him, and we recognize the sacrifice of Christ. That's the Passover we're to keep, and we do that on the very night that he was betrayed.
It is not a Passover that has, it does have a connection with that of Exodus chapter 12, but it's different symbols. It's a different meaning because Christ instituted different symbols, and his entire death then, which took place a few hours after that night when he took that last Passover meal with his disciples, that is the example to which we always go back and is the benchmark for observing the New Testament Passover for a sincere Christian.
That's B.T. Daily. We'll see you next time.